Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, is there a correlation between sin and the land, and what's going to happen? You know, I remember when Brother Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence had this dream, and it went viral, and he was actually invited on several programs to share it and what the Lord showed him. And you're going to see for yourself what he had to say about it. But it's pretty remarkable, because it has to do with Jerusalem. And there's so many things that are happening right now in regards to Israel. And we want to pray. We started the program talking about Jerusalem because we want you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray that Israel will not be pressured by our government, the United States, to give away any portion of Jerusalem, cut it up, you know, give it to anybody. Because if they do, we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer greatly. And we'll talk more about that. And you say, well, is that possible? Well, just recently, there are talks about, you know, the United States coming in agreement with Vladimir Putin, Russia, our president, Barack Obama, and Vladimir Putin agreeing with the United Nations that the Golan Heights needs to be some part of a peace arrangement, a peace deal for Syria. That's what the president, Assad Bashar said. Bashar Assad said he wanted back the Golan Heights. Listen, Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said the Golan Heights is going to stay in the hands of Israel forever.
Yeah, very clear.
But the idea and the notion and the gall to think that that's negotiable, that you're going to be able to take a piece of land, property from Israel, and say, oh, yeah, we think that it should go the United Nations way and that should be separated. It's not going to happen. Well, just as they were nervy enough, if you will, to be able to suggest such a ridiculous thing, don't be surprised if they would want to separate and divide Jerusalem. And listen, it's not going to happen by the grace of God, but we need to be informed and pray about it. And if it does, maybe what, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick saw will come to pass. In fact, I want you to watch as he shares what the Lord shared with him. Watch this.
Imagine the Mississippi River becoming so wide that you couldn't even see either side of the banks, and it was water all in between. Imagine America just being split. Well, this is what the Lord laid on Pastor John Kilpatrick's heart. If we participate, and look, we're all over it. America is all over trying to split United Nations. And we talked about the unstoppable voting block, that the majority of the people inside the United Nations does not like Israel, wants to do away with Israel. Everything is against Israel, and they're going to vote to remove Israel from Jerusalem. So that's a guaranteed thing if it gets turned over to the United Nations, like the president said.
And that's what they're pushing for. That's the agenda.
And a lot of people don't understand that, so they're thinking, oh, the United Nations, he's wanting to carry it to the United Nations. He knows the United Nations is going to vote against Israel. And that's been the platform all along. This has been in our face. This is before us and God. This has nothing to do with man. The question is, will we stand for God? Will we stand for Israel? Will we say, do not? And remember, this is a representative government. So the people in Washington, D.C. vote ever how you tell them to vote. So you're going to have to call them up and let them know. Vote for Israel. Do not, you know, allow this thing in this treaty with this nuclear agreement with Iran, who's an enemy of Israel, an enemy of America, and the enemy of God, you know, whose son is Jesus Christ. I mean, this is a major thing. So watch what Pastor John Kilpatrick says is going to happen if this happens to Jerusalem.
Madrid fault line, you had such a vision that it just shook your life.
It was a dream. I'm having dreams and visions, so that means I'm not quite as old as
you're middle age. That means you're middle age in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem's the issue.
And that the new Madrid, you saw it shaking. Could you just explain that quickly?
I was suspended over a river down by my house in Alabama. I was hanging over it, looking down at it, and I knew where I was. I could see the river. But immediately that river just went like that out of sight, and you couldn't see the bank of the river at all. And then the scene changed, and I was taken to like an old ancient schoolhouse. I didn't know where it was, and I was running through this old schoolhouse. And my teeth were clapping so hard in the dream, I couldn't clamp my teeth tight enough to keep them from clapping because the earth was quaking and bucking like a horse. And I saw a man in my church in front of me, and it was throwing him around like a rag doll. So I said to myself, it must be doing the same to me because I can't keep from my teeth cracking and popping. So then the way it ended up is I saw like an old map of antiquities, and it showed the name Indianola, and it showed Europa. Well, as soon as it was over, I called my wife in, and I said, Brenda, I was shaking so hard, I couldn't stop shaking. It was like I'd seen a tragedy in real life. I just couldn't stop shaking. So she held me for about 30 minutes, and I calmed down. So when we looked up Indianola and we looked up Europa, we found out that there was five Indianolas at one time in America, but only three left now. One was in Mississippi, one was in Texas, and one was in Illinois. But I saw, whenever that was over, I saw a line going like this way toward Europa. So I knew that it was going from the east to the west. So when Europa was in Missouri, and Indianola was in Illinois. Europa is just a small place in Missouri. And Indianola is just a very small place in Illinois. Nothing noteworthy about it at all, and I couldn't figure the dream out. So a pastor called me later that day, and I told him my dream. And he got on the computer, and when he put Indianola in and Europa, it was the New Madrid Fault. Mm. You could superimpose those two cities over the New Madrid Fault. So then it made sense to me that the Lord was showing me that New Madrid Fault was about to break. And listen, that room was bucking so hard. It was bucking exactly like you were on a wild horse, and you couldn't, my teeth wouldn't stop clapping. It was bucking that hard. And I said to myself in the dream, whatever structures were, they are no more.
Mm. Oh.
So I have believed that New Madrid is in the center of our country. And the Great Lakes are up top and the Gulf is at the bottom. What I believe I saw when that river went out of sight is I believe that the Great Lakes was busted loose and the water started draining down. And I believe the Gulf water started draining up. And that's why the waters went out of sight all of a sudden. I think it split America right in half. So what I felt in my spirit, and I can't prove this, I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand in causing, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America. And I believe that to this day. I can't prove that, but I believe that to this day. But I will say this. I will say this, and you can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you're going to see earthquakes that will startle you.
Yes.
Because as sin increases, the land will manifest greater than it ever has.
And this New Madrid, I'm sure you've studied it since, the vision. I had no idea these two cities are the same name. You know, when you looked on that map, it had to shock you that, what was the year it shook before?
When the Mississippi ran backwards.
Yeah, it was the largest earthquake probably in the history of America. In the past,
it rang church bells in Boston.
Right.
That's how powerful it was, and that shook, and that river ran backwards. And if it happens now, that was not in modern times. You know, it was in early America. And so if that thing happens now, millions could die. You feel like maybe even all the bridges would go, and literally it would divide America for a period of time, and you couldn't even get across.
The train rails would be disrupted. Trains couldn't run. Trucks would not be able to connect because the earth would split. Mm-hmm. The waters would come down. So basically, America would be split in half, just like they would be splitting Jerusalem in half. But But Jim, in the last days, the Bible never said that Israel would be the issue. The Bible said in the last days, Jerusalem would be the issue.
This is amazing. This requires a lot of prayer. But understand what he just said. I mean, it was very clear and very plain. He says, listen, I will say this. You can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you will see earthquakes that will startle you. And at the time of that we're broadcasting this, I mean, Rick Joyner, mm-hmm. Prophet, just put out a post on Facebook, and this is what he said. Last night, I had a vivid dream of Seattle, Washington. It was of downtown on a brilliantly clear day, and a large earthquake hit, and two of the tallest buildings toppled over. In the dream, I thought I was watching a video until I looked down and saw people moving about. It was either very early in the morning or late in the evening because I knew that the casualties would not be very high because so few people were in the buildings. This was just, I mean, just, mm-hmm. you know, just happened, this dream. But what happened in like right now as an event just a few days ago was that there was an actual earthquake near La Center, Kentucky, which was right near this New Madrid mm-hmm. fault. There was an actual earthquake. In fact, watch this.
The heartland shook this morning after a 3.5 magnitude earthquake radiated out of Ballard County, Kentucky. A number of you told us on Facebook that you felt it. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the quake was near La Center. It was felt all throughout the heartland and even as far out as Miller, Missouri. That's past Springfield. No word of any damages tonight.
Is this a warning? Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to pay attention. I mean, here we're on the verge of throwing Israel up on the chopping block with the Golan Heights. Is there even talk right now of Jerusalem? Who even knows? And is this a warning shot saying, hey, careful, careful. I mean, we don't mm-hmm. want to be able to do this. I remember when, Israel was pressured by this government to give up the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right around that time that Katrina actually made landfall.
Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like right after that. And there was another time with, I don't know the exact time of what part of the land Israel was being forced to do, but that's when the perfect storm happened in Maine and George mm-hmm. Bush Sr.'s house was being, you know, hit over and over yeah. and over again. And so here we are at a verge where Brother Kirkpatrick believes that you know, if they divide Jerusalem, that the United States could be literally split in half. And Michael Snyder wrote an article where he begins to talk about what just happened with this earthquake and what could be the result on our nation. God mm-hmm. forbid that this fault actually just split apart right through the Mississippi River. We're talking about the correlation between sin and the land. We're talking about the potential of the splitting of America mm-hmm. in half. I mean, these are very serious yeah. days that we're living in, and we're talking about people that still want to mess with Israel.
Yeah.
And in particular, this has to do with Jerusalem. You know, Psalms 122, verse 6, instructs us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And you want to pray. You want to partner with God. We want to be in agreement, because we just don't want to see that happen. And Michael Snyder just wrote an article in reference to this New Madrid fault. I want to share a couple of things, because this comes on the heels of an earthquake, 3.5 on the Richter scale, on the earthquake that hit western Kentucky in this area. This is what this article says. In fact, it's being reported that the quake could be felt all the way over in Miller, Missouri, which is 267 miles wide. We're talking about this New Madrid fault.
60 miles away.
Away. Thank you. This New Madrid fault that Brother Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence saw in a dream that was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And his teeth were chattering, Steve, so hard, so violently. He couldn't, you know, close his mouth. It was just slamming down violently. And he automatically thought, you know, nothing survived in this thing. There's complete devastation.
Yeah. And what is so powerful too, and something that we're learning out loud as well, is just like a lot of times you see people that are focused on the San Andreas Fault, which is on the West Coast in California. And there's been movies made about the horrible actions that have happened, you know, earthquakes that have happened in the West Coast. And unknowns to me, what I'm learning now is that the New Madrid Fault is actually 6 times larger than the San Andreas Fault, and it covers 8 different states. So when you think about an earthquake that happens and affects the New Madrid Fault, that's a major, major occurrence.
Huge, huge. In fact, it says that it's been nearly 30 years. This fault has been overdue to having a major event. It's over 30 years overdue because of the Earth's crust and all these different things that are going on that, you know, we have no idea about.
Yeah.
But this earthquake hit La Center, Kentucky, and they go on to say, Steve, this is amazing, that the New Madrid seismic zone for southeast Missouri and its adjacent states is most seismically active in North America, east of the Rockies. And it just went on to give some history. But then he talks about the U.S. Geological Survey, how they have admitted that the New Madrid fault zone has the potential for larger and more powerful quakes than previously thought, and we have seen in the number of significant earthquakes in the middle part of the country. So this has happened. I mean, he's saying what could actually, you know, occur. It could be completely devastating. He says today, a 7.0 or 8.0 magnitude earthquake, if it struck along this fault, the damage that would be done would be absolutely unimaginable because the nature, again, of the Earth's crust. But they were saying that you know, everything would literally shut down. Think about it. There's no, you couldn't have a bridge that crosses the Mississippi River. You couldn't get, like, you know, trains across. You couldn't get trucks across. And why would have to have that type of loss? Why would we have to have that type of suffering if we would just honor God, you know? And that's why it's so important that when we are electing representatives to represent us, because that's what we have, a representative government, you know, a government by and of and for the people, right? That we hire people, elected officials, that represent us. And one of the things for us as believers, we want to make sure, should be very important, what are your views on Israel? Will you be supportive of Israel, or will you be supportive of countries like Iran that want to annihilate you know, and destroy Israel? I'm encouraged that here recently, I believe it was 80 senators out of 100 that got together and wrote a letter to the president, you know, telling him, hey, listen, support Israel in this key area. Another,
increase the funding.
Oh, yeah, increase the funding from $3 billion to $5 billion in terms of the aid that the United States gives Israel for, you know, defense. And, you know, especially if you're just doing this stuff with Iran, increase the funds here. And then also the 390 members of Congress that are standing, you know, again, you know, encouraging the president to stand with Israel. Listen, get about the Golan Heights. They don't want to see the Golan Heights being involved part of the negotiation deal for peace with Syria. It's important that we know who is representative and where they stand, because as the days get closer, we are living in these last days. You know, it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And so we need to be attentive to the Lord. We need to be inquiring of the Lord. That's one of the things about David, that King David, that, you know, just I think is so remarkable. And really, King David is a picture for us to model in certain areas of his life. And one of those areas, because, you know, God said of David, he's a man after my own heart. I mean, David had, you know, the sin with Bathsheba, adultery, the murder of her husband. He had all these, you know, things in his history. But yet God said, this is a man after my own heart.
That's right.
I tend to think that maybe, possibly, why God would say that is because we read in the scriptures repeatedly and often that David was a man that inquired of the Lord. He was a man that sought God's opinion out. He was a man that prayed and said, Lord, should we take the land? Should we not take the land? And so many times we run into a place of presumption. We sometimes move in pride. We don't even think or consider the Lord. But David invited the Lord in every situation of his life. He asked what, God, what is your will? And that's what we need to ask. Mm-hmm. God, what is your will today? What is your will for this region of the world? What is your will for the nations of the world? And because we're supposed to bring his will to pass, right? Yeah. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But that starts when we begin to move in humility and we begin to not assume that we know what the will of the Lord is.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.